Monday night, Tuesday night, Tuesday night, Or Lechof Sivan, Dvar Aloch and Chavis Aldovas. So you're sitting around, and there's 10 people, maybe more than 10 people, and you're reading a Suda, and you're having someone to bench, and he says, Bershus, Maranam, Rabbanam, Masai, Nevorah Shachal Nemishalo. He forgets to say Elokeinu. Can he just repeat and say Nevorah Elokeinu Shachal Nemishalo? So it depends, as many things in life depends on a lot of factors. You have to keep your wits about you. You have to be real good at counting very fast, because here's the din. The basic halacha is if they didn't answer yet, then he can just repeat it and say Nevorech Elokeinu Shachal Nemishalo. But if they answered already, then Yebediyevid Yotzei Zimun already, and he can't repeat Nevorech Elokeinu. Now, what do you do if some of them answered and some of them didn't? So, if you have the patience and the way of finding out, the din is as follows. If you don't have 10 people who didn't answer, in other words, some people answer, some people don't, you don't have 10 who didn't, then you can't say, he cannot repeat Nevorech Elokeinu. But if there are 10 people that didn't answer yet, then there's still Mechuyev L'Zamein B'Shem, and he could repeat it. But he can't be Mezamin anymore. You have to get someone else. He lost his kibud, because he was Mezamin already, because some people answered. So he can't, he can only repeat it if no one answered. If someone answered, then he can't repeat it. You have to give it to someone else. If one answered, he lost it. He blew it. Because that's already your Zeman, because there were 10 people here. I can't. I'm sorry. You can, you know. Now, when, let's say he said, Nevorech Shachal Nemishalo, and someone who's not here tonight, obviously, because else he would know what to do, he would repeat it. But instead, everybody just plowed further and said, Nevorech Elokeinu Shachal Nemishalo Tvachayinu. And they ignored that he skipped Elokeinu, and they said Elokeinu, because there's 10 people. So he can also now repeat, not repeat, he can repeat Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Nemishalo Tvachayinu, right, like you always do. He can't repeat Nevorech anymore, of course, but he can repeat Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Nemishalo. But if they also said it without the shame, they said Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Nemishalo Tvachayinu, whoops, and then he cannot say Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Nemishalo Tvachayinu. He's no better than them. So it's really a shaila in the Mishnah Brura. So obviously it's better if he doesn't say Hashem's name. So now you know what to do. Okay, now we'll go to Chavis Halvavis, Shir number 19, from the beginning. Chavis Halvavis has now shown from so many sources that the Iker is the mind, not the Eivorim. And even when the mitzvah is a mitzvah of the Eivorim, but the Iker is the mind, and what the mind intends to do, and what the mind's kavana is, and what it means to do, and how, you know, how the mind sets up, projects, determines what he's doing. Since the central yisod of even the maisa is the kavanas halev, so certainly ruya shatei chachmas mitzvah halev kodemis pateva lechachmas mitzvah seivarim. So when you start learning, you shouldn't start learning with hilchas chveis tzitzis tefillin, which tells you what to do for the most part. He's not talking about shulchan aruch. He's talking about not even talking about the rif. He's talking about all the halachas form that existed then. But you have to learn first. So you have to learn the mitzvahs of the mind. That should come first, because that's the most, that's the yisod, that's the spine, that's the omud, that's the yisod. B'chashen esbar leichiyav ha-chokhma ha-tzfuna, this obligation of controlling your mind, having the right attitude, the right thoughts, the right feelings. Min ha-seichel, u-min ha-kosuf, u-min ha-kabbalah. So he's still scratching his head why nobody wrote a sefer about this before. L'chayr, it's more important. If this forum on how to put on tzitzis, how to put on tefillin, how to put up a mezuzah, where are the svarim on how to think about Hashem and how to serve Hashem? What does it mean? What am I supposed to do? Where are those svarim? So he says, Amarti, again, he takes you on a journey here in the Hakdama. Maybe it just doesn't come up that often. Kishmita, once every 7 years, uchayovel, uchakarbonos, even when there's a base hamikdash, you know, you only have to be over regal 3 times a year. But the chasheriyanti, masasi shanu chayovim bo tomit, kol yomenu, adarabba. This is much more constant than it's always. Beli hefsik, vishenglam shumtaina banachoso. What's the excuse for not having the thoughts that you're supposed to have? And now for the third time in the Hakdama, he goes through a litany of Chovos HaLevavos. So we will just read it. Kamo Yichud Elokeinu B'Levavenu. I mean, the truth is, how many times do we stop and think about Hashem Echad? If we're lucky, and not lucky, if we're frum, we'll do it twice a day. V'avdo B'Matzponenu, serving Hashem in the deepest part of your consciousness. You're aware of Hashem and you mean to do His will. The Yira, Uliyava also. Vishenichsof Lasos HaMitzvos. This is a very important yisod. If you remember in Shara Avos Hashem, Chavi Havoda says if you really desire to do a mitzvah and you just can't, for whatever reason, you don't have enough money, or there's no Beis HaMikdash, or it's just not the situation, you're not able to do it, you get schar. If that's your desire, he's of course the Shitaso, that's where the Avoda is. My hope, my desire, yikonu derachoi lishmor chukecha, that I want to do your mitzvahs. Shenivtach bo bitachon, shenimso nafshosein away love, kamo shenemar bitchuvo v'choleis, om shivchu levonav levavchem. So it can't be ulhoser hasinav akinam elavavenu, just to make sure we get the lavim. Shenifrosh mimosvi anyoni haolam, avoid the desire for things of this world. Shatordon osonam yavodus Hashem, what distracts us from avodus Hashem. So he calls on uchayav b'tomid b'cholayt b'chomogam b'chol shav b'chol rega v'alkol inyan always. But otzechleinu v'dishmal seinu banu. As long as we have seichel, as long as we're breathing, as long as we're conscious. So these are chiyuvim and they're ongoing and they're always existent. So what's going on? We're back to where is that sefer? He wants to know. That teaches people how to fulfill Chovos HaLevavos. Okay, we'll stop here.